It's time for the KVNF local news for Thursday, July 18th, 2013. I'm Marty Derlin. Mesa County authorities have reported a sharp rise in domestic violence calls this month. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, 10 domestic violence arrests were made over a 24-hour period on Sunday, while the county usually deals with 3 cases of domestic violence a day. District Attorney Bryant Fusler claimed the 10 arrests were the most he's seen in a day and said he hasn't seen an explanation for the spike, although alcohol and drugs, usual factors in such cases, appear to be involved. The Sentinel reports that Latimer House, a local shelter for victims of domestic violence, has also reported a jump in cases this month. Calls to the shelter have been nearly double what they were this time last year. The shelter's also seen a surge in victims being admitted with the designation of being in imminent risk. The Huffington Post reports that Colorado state auditors recently criticized the state's Department of Public Health and Environment for not providing enough oversight of the medical marijuana industry. According to the Post, the audit shows that only a dozen Colorado doctors issued half the state's 108,000 medical marijuana patient recommendations. The 102-page audit was released on Monday. It's the second time this year that the state has been criticized over how it regulates the industry. A previous audit in March claimed the Department of Revenue had used money intended for enforcing marijuana rules to purchase cars and furniture. The new audit claims the health department's oversight of the doctors handing out patient recommendations isn't sufficient. In one instance, a patient was recommended for 501 marijuana plants, while another got a referral for 75 ounces. In their report, auditors claimed the patient application fees were way too high, while also suggesting some changes to patient standards, such as doing away with requiring patients to select a single provider. According to the Post, the state's health department has generally agreed with the audit's findings and is now working toward solutions. The West Fork Fire Complex, as of Wednesday afternoon, was still burning nearly 110,000 acres in southwestern Colorado. The fire is currently 66% contained, and its growth potential now is designated as low. Scattered showers across the region in recent days have helped calm the fire, while authorities report that point protection objectives have been met in the Windy Pass and the West Fork West Zone areas of the 3-fire complex. Burned area emergency response teams with the U.S. Forest Service will be working in the area this week to assess the fire's impact on vegetation, wildlife, and water resources, among other ecological concerns. The Denver Post reports that Colorado Secretary of State Scott Gessler has hired an attorney with the hopes of forcing Governor Hickenlooper to set dates for the recall elections of 2 Democratic state lawmakers. According to the Post, Gessler called for an emergency hearing over the matter, saying Governor Hickenlooper had, quote, refused to perform his constitutional duty to set a date for an election. Senate President John Morse of Colorado Springs and Angela Guiron of Pueblo are the targets of the recall efforts, largely due to their support for the state's new gun regulations. Meanwhile, the governor's office held a court hearing yesterday to decide whether to approve an order that would allow Hickenlooper to hold off setting an election date. After a full day of testimony from attorneys representing both sides in the recall effort, Denver District Court Judge Robert Hyatt delayed until 1 p.m. today a ruling on whether the recall will move forward. The state constitution says recall elections must take place within 60 days of recall petitions being certified, but there's disagreement over when that 60-day period starts. Hickenlooper's office claims the countdown starts after all appeals and protests to a recall are resolved by the state court, which has yet to happen. Alan Salazar, the governor's chief strategy officer, said the issue of setting an election date should be, quote, a legal question and not a political one. The Gunnison sage grouse will likely be declared threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Telluride Watch reports that commissioners from Ouray, San Miguel, Montrose counties discussed the issue at the Western State Colorado University in Gunnison on Tuesday, accompanied by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dan Ash. According to the Watch, the decision wasn't finalized, but Ash's comments at the meeting seemed to put the move in motion. Ash said in making a decision, his agency would focus on the status and nature of threats to the species. He also reminded the meeting's attendees that an endangered species designation comes with less flexibility than if the birds are declared threatened. The global population today for the Gunnison sage grouse is less than 5,000. Counties throughout southwestern Colorado and southeastern Utah have been trying for years to improve conditions for the bird, and the population is making a slight comeback in Gunnison County, where nearly 80% of the birds live. The bird has been a candidate for the endangered species list since the 1990s and was placed on the Endangered Species Act candidate list in 2010. It's already considered a sensitive species by Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the Forest Service, and the BLM. This concludes the KVNF Local News. I'm Marty Derlin.